الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders and sisters who are listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, kindness, grace, love, muhabbat for us, that Allah has given us another opportunity to gather in His masjid to listen to some talk of deen. At the very outset, let us correct our intentions. Let it not be just another routine bayan. Night of 27th of Rajab, we come and listen to a bayan. And again, 15th of Shaban. And then the month of Ramadan comes, goes by. Let us make up our minds that let this talk be a means of changing our life, a serious change. We have heard many talks thus far. We hear talks daily. Inshallah, we will be hearing many talks also. A little bit of sacrifice is required from every one of us. And I am in need of more sacrifice. May Allah give us ikhlas. May Allah not let it happen that we speak and we give flowery speeches and bayans, and we become amongst those people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the night of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown certain groups of people who were being punished in Jahannam, amongst them there were those people who were given a scissors made of lead, and some riwayat say scissors of fire, that was cutting their tongues. When Rasulullah asked Jibreel, who are these people? He says, khutaba ummatik. Those people of your ummah who will be khatibs, who will give long, long bayans, flowery speeches, but they would not be practicing on what they are preaching. Therefore, may Allah give me first the tawfiq and the ability to sincerely change my life and practice over whatever I'm speaking. Perhaps some person's ikhlas, Allah accepts, and Allah gives all of us a tawfiq. So a little bit of sacrifice, let us sit with dhyan, concentration. And there was this incident of a sheikh or a mulana who had been given many talks, different masajid in some place. And then he would go to town, city to city, and give discourses. People would benefit from him. But as usual, his wife was never inspired by him. She never listened to any of his talks, never attended any of his lectures or programs. Perhaps she was accustomed to his talking all the time at home. So one day he thought, let me just try and inspire her, encourage her to listen to my talk. He tells her we are going for a program, not telling her that it is his bayan there. So she accompanies him, go to the program, she goes to the ladies section. And after this very powerful, inspiring bayan of his, obviously people would come and listen and benefit. And as they were leaving, got into the car, she came. And as they were driving, and he turns and asks her, how was the talk? How was the bayan? She says, very inspiring. Who was the sheikh? Who was this mulana? He says, what is wrong with you? How many years I'm married, you don't even recognize my voice? She says, well, you know, the microphone and things like that. And I was so bored. I was saying, when is this guy going to finish his talk? So let us sit, inshallah, a little bit of qurbani, we finish on time. Many of you are tired, and of course youngsters will go back to school tomorrow, say they're already in a very different mood. But respected brothers and elders, the night of Mi'raj, really, every single incident in the night of Mi'raj, in this journey of Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are great lessons for every one of us. And if we listen attentively, wallah, we can change our life. We can change our direction of our life. We can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can realize what is our purpose in this world. We can realize the greatness of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so lucky. We are so fortunate. We should be proud of ourselves that we are Muslims. We have Iman. How Allah loves us. The night of Mi'raj, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Allah inspired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was taken so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Various things Allah ta'ala spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of those things you and I did not know. It was a secret between Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there were certain things that Rasulullah mentions to us. According to one riwayat, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in your ummah, man hamma bihasanatin, whosoever just intends, he just makes an intention to perform one good deed, one pious deed. He makes an irada, I want to do some good deed. Perhaps recite Quran or perform two rakat salat. But for some reason or the other, he does not get the tawfiq and ability to perform the good deed. He has an intention, but he forgot or he did not get the chance and opportunity to perform the good deed. Despite that, Allah records for him hasanatun kamila. A complete good deed, a blessing is recorded for him. And if he performs that good deed, it is multiplied by 10 times. Then Rasulullah says, and then Allah multiplies it by 70 times. And then 700 times. إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٌ many, many more times. One good deed. And if he intends to do a bad deed, a سَيِّئَةٌ, he wants to perform a bad, evil action. If he does it, only one bad deed is recorded against him. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he does not perform that bad deed, he had a strong intention to perform that bad deed, but he does not perform that bad deed, Allah says, I record for him a good deed. One blessing, one neki is written for him. When Rasulullah was leaving, according to one riwayat in Mawahib, it is mentioned, oh Allah, Allahumma innaka azabta al-umam. You had punished many ummahs of the past. بَعْضَهَا مِنْ خَصْفٍ وَبَعْضُهُمْ بِالْحِجَارَةِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ مَسْخٍ. Some of them you hailed stones upon them. You toppled their cities. You destroyed them by raining stones upon them. Some of them you sunk them into the earth. Some of them you disfigured them. Oh Allah. Again, oh beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's concerned always. Oh Allah, ma anta fa'ilun bi ummati? What are you going to do with my ummah? Are you going to punish them? And how are you going to punish them? How are you going to destroy my ummah? Allah says, oh my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unzilu alayhim ar-rahmah. Ya ummah, I will shower my mercy upon them. They ubaddilu sayyatim hasanat. I will transform the bad deeds into good deeds when your ummah turns to me. When they make tawbah to me. These months, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, are months none other than to cry and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To cleanse ourselves. To make tawbah and istighfar. We ask, what wazifa must we read? The greatest wazifa is to make tawbah to Allah. To cry to Allah. Oh Allah, cleanse me, purify me. Ubaddilu sayyatim hasanat. I will transform the bad deeds into good deeds. For example, if a person committed 1 million bad deeds and he makes sincere tawbah, Allah says that 1 million bad deeds is now changed and transformed into 1 million good deeds.
His white Mercedes ND90903. Please remove your car. ND90903, white Mercedes. Make sure we're not blocking any person. Perhaps somebody needs to leave urgently.
And then Allah says, مَنْ دَعَانِي لَبَّيْتُهُ. Listen very attentively. From your ummah, whoever calls me, Allah says, I will say labbaik to that person. We go for hajj, we say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Oh my Allah, I am present at your khidmat. I am at your service, my Allah. What is your command, oh my Allah? Allah says, your ummah, he will make dua, he'll make tawbah, he'll call me. Allah says, I will say labbaik to his call. وَمَنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. Whosoever wants anything, Allah says, I will give it to him. وَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَيَّ كَفَيْتُهُ. Whosoever has trust over me, he has tawakkul upon me, Allah says, I will suffice his needs. I will take care of him. Allah is so merciful, so kind. Allah loves us. Allah wants to forgive us. Coming back to Mi'raj, before we start this journey of Mi'raj, let us go into the annals of history. And unfortunately, most of us do not read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many lessons in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which will guide us in our lives. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah, we know how he was tortured, persecuted, he was harassed. The handful of Sahaba who brought Islam on his hands, they were persecuted. Bilal radiallahu anhu incident, we know well. They were ostracized for 3 years, the boycott in Shi'ba Abi Talib. The historians write that the Sahaba would say in those 3 years, we had no food. We had no supplies that would come to us. Our little ma'asum children would cry. We could hear the echoing sound of our children in the valley. At times we had to chew leaves. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says we should chew leaves, and that began to cause wounds and ulcers in our mouths. After this period of boycott, Rasulullah loses his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and also his pillar of support, his uncle Abu Talib. He goes to Taif. Why does he go to Taif? Not on a business journey. He's an Amir of Allah. He has a fikr. He has a concern. He has a worry for his ummah that they must bring iman. They may be safe from the fire of Jahannam. His every ummati must enter into Jannah. Look at the pages of seerah. He goes to Taif, he preaches to the people. He goes to the chieftains of the Banu Thaqif tribe. He goes to Abd Yalil. He goes to Mas'ud and Habib. They were three chieftains. They were the sons of Amr bin Umair al-Thaqafi. He persuades them. He gives them dawah. He calls them to the oneness of Allah and to believe in him as a final messenger of Allah. They began to rebuke him. They began to scoff at him, jeer at him, mock at him. One of them said, "Did Allah have no other person to choose but you as his messenger? Couldn't he find somebody better?" They began to hurl, insult him and abuse him. And they began to chase him. A group, a mob of youngsters began to chase our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 2 or 3 kilometers long, he ran and he ran and he ran. He was accompanied by Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu tran, his adopted son. They ran for their lives. No person was prepared to listen to him. He was not a welcome visitor in the town of Taif. They chased him away. They threw stones at him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bleeding. His feet are swollen. Until he takes refuge under a tree in an orchard belonging to the children of Rabi'ah, Shayba and Utbah, the two sons of Rabi'ah. They were non-Muslims. But they felt pity. They sent Addas, the slave, the servant, with a tray of grapes to go and give that person. Nabi Sallam accepts his grapes. And he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Addas, a Christian, youngster. What did you say? Bismillah, so beautiful. What is this? He says, I believe in Allah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi asked him, where are you from? He says, I come from Nineveh. He says, that is the place of Yunus Alayhi Salaam. He says, you know Yunus? Because he believed in Yunus Alayhi Salaam. He says, yes, he is my brother. He is the prophet like how I am a prophet of Allah. He gives Addas da'wat, Addas accepts Islam. His two masters are watching him. When he goes back, they ask him, what are you doing? What did you tell him? Then he explains to them that this man is the prophet of Allah. And I believe in what he says. They begin to rebuke him and punish him. Respected brothers and elders, the story is long. Rasul leaves Taif. And then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel salatu salam, who comes to him and tells him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, I will destroy the people of Taif bayn al-akhbashayn, between these two large and huge mountains. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answer? He says, O my Allah, if these people do not accept Islam, then I have hope their progeny, inshallah, one day will accept Islam. And the words of Rasulullah in the dua proved true. So it was after this torture, after the suffering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now Allah honors his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah takes him on this very sacred journey of Mi'raj. No Nabi before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no person after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was ever granted or will ever be granted this momentous occasion that he was in the house of his cousin, the daughter of Abu Talib. Her name was Fakhita. She was non-Muslim at the time. She accepts Islam only when Rasulullah went to Makkah at the conquest of Makkah. And when Makkah was conquered, then she accepted Islam, and Rasulullah had performed chash namaz at her house, and he performed 8 rakat salat, he had performed, made ghusl at her house. Nevertheless, it was in her house that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asleep. And then the angel comes, and the roof is split into two. We know the story, we know the incident. But he's being prepared, that soon your chest will be cut open, and you'll undergo a surgical operation, and your chest will be, your heart will be removed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken at night. Allah mentions briefly this incident of Mi'raj in the opening verses of the 15th para. And Allah says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Allah begins this verse with the word Subhanallah. Subhana alladhi. The word Subhanallah in the open, any comment, any English translation, it translates as glory. But in reality, glory never ever gives the true meaning of Subhanallah. Ulama explains Subhanallah in a nutshell means, it is important for us to know, we make zikr of Allah Subhanallah. And in fact, on the night of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah Sallam meets Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in the seventh sky, Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was reclining on Baytul Ma'mur, which is above the Kaaba. And that is the Kaaba of the Malaika. 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur directly above the Kaaba, which we see in Makkah. Once they make one tawaf, they are never given a chance again to make another tawaf. Every single day, 70,000 angels of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greets him, and he says, Marhaban bil akhi salih, wa nabi salih, with my pious brother and the pious Nabi of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salam to your ummah. So we also say salam to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He remembered us also. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform your ummah that Jannat is a beautiful piece of land. The soil of Jannat is tender and soft. The water is absolutely sweet. But Jannat is barren. And the trees of Jannat, inform your ummah, is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The third kalima. The more Subhanallah you will recite, the more trees the Jannati has for him in Jannah. So easy. That is why it is mentioned in one riwayat. The only thing a person will regret, a Jannati will regret in Jannah, the only thing, the time that I wasted in this life, in the dunya, when I did not take the name of Allah, dhikr of Allah. So easy. Subhanallah. One subhanallah, already a tree is planted in Jannah for you. So subhanallah simply means that Allah is free from any type of shortcoming, any type of blemish, any type of fault. We say Allah is spark. Allah is munazzah. Allah is free from any type of impurity. Allah is pure. Why does Allah begin with subhanallah? Because the kuffar of the Quraysh, after Rasulullah SAW comes from Mi'raj, when he informs them that last night after Isha, I was taken on a journey by Burraq, by Jibreel, I went to Masjid al-Aqsa, I was taken to the seven heavens, and I came back the same night, in a short space of time, before Fajr, I was back already. They disbelieve. They rejected. So to test him, they knew about Baytul Maqdis. They knew about Masjid al-Aqsa. They began to question him about how many doors does Masjid al-Aqsa have. Give us a description. How does it look? How many windows? Imagine a person goes for a journey and the first time he sees a place for a few moments only, and we ask him, if I ask somebody now, this masjid we're sitting now, how many windows, how many doors? Most of us won't even give the correct answer. But Rasulullah shows him Masjid al-Aqsa again. And he gives a beautiful, an appropriate answer, an apt answer to every question they pose. And then he even tells them, en route, I saw a caravan that was coming. And one of the people had lost his camel. And he mentioned to them a description of the camels also. And what color camels are coming in front. And what type of load they have. He gave them detailed description of whatever he had seen. They go and inquire and they find out exactly what Rasulullah had mentioned was true. But they still rejected him. Alas, in our time today also, we have people who think they are very clever and intelligent. They refute the ayat of the Quran of Allah. They mock the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because their feeble minds cannot comprehend the kalam of Allah. The teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps they are not comfortable with the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They aspire to imitate other types of ideologies and isms. And they are content with other types of living. Other than the life. The pristine, pure life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beautiful akhlaq and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they begin to refute the miraj, the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was done physically and also with the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says that Allah is free from any shortcomings. Allah is not weak. Allah is most powerful. And Allah has all the ability to take any person He wishes. And Allah has taken Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the home of Ummahani Faqita and to Hatim first, where his heart was, or his chest was cut open, his heart was removed, washed with Zamzam water. There again, the beauty of Zamzam. The significance of Zamzam water, mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'u Zamzam lima shuribala. Whatever niyat you drink Zamzam with, Allah guarantees you an answer of that dua. That is why a sign of a munafiq, he cannot drink Zamzam water. He takes one sip and that's enough. A mu'min will drink and drink and drink and want more and more. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart, which was already full, perfected with iman. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensifies his iman. And hikmat, a golden tray is brought with iman and hikmat. And filled again, intensifies the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preparing for this momentous occasion. He is going to meet his Allah. And of course, Burraq was brought. Burraq is an animal between a mule and a donkey, absolutely white. First, when it was brought, he became stubborn. It did not allow Rasulullah to sit on it. When Jibreel tells Burraq, do you know who is going to mount on you? No person more greater than him has ever mounted you. When he told the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Burraq begins to perspire profusely. Farfadda araqan. Rasulullah then mounts Burraq. The speed of Burraq, in today's time we can understand. Perhaps previously technology was not so advanced. We have all the technology today to make us understand the speed of Burraq. As far as I could see, that was the one step of Burraq. Takes Rasulullah s.a.w. on this journey. It is mentioned Jibreel is mounted with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they go over a land which is full of khajur trees. Rasulullah is told by Jibreel that this is Medina and this is the land where you will be commanded to make hijrat. They settle down there, they read 2 rakat salat, they continue the journey, they come over Madian, the place of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, they recite 2 rakat nafil there, then they go over and they come to Baytul Laham, where the Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, they perform 2 rakat salat. Then they cross over a piece of land, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gets the fragrant smell of musk. He inquires from Jibreel, what is this? He says, this is where the woman, the lady who used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, she is buried with the 2 sons. What is her incident? We know Fir'aun was a tyrant. He persecuted Bani Israel. He killed so many thousands of children, masoom little children. Once, when this Mashita, one who combs hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, was busy combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, and this woman had accepted Iman. She brought Iman in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Her comb slips from her hands. And she says, she takes the name of Allah. She takes the name of Allah and she says, Ta'isa man kafar. May that person who disbelieves in Allah, may he be destroyed. So the daughter of Fir'aun says, what? Who is your Rabb? Who is Allah? Is anybody else beside my father Fir'aun who is your Rabb? Because Fir'aun claimed to be Allah ana rabbukum al-a'la. She says, yes, Rabbi wa rabbuki Allah. My Rabb and your Rabb is Allah. She says, what are you saying? She goes to Fir'aun, complains to her father. Fir'aun summons her. This woman is brought. Test of Iman. We see this test of Iman in the life of the Muslims today also. May Allah strengthen those people who are being persecuted, who are being tortured in so many lands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the enemies of Islam hidayat. Fir'aun tells her that reject this deen. Forsake this deen. Just believe in that Allah you're talking about. Believe in me. Otherwise, I will burn you to death and your 2 children. He pegs her on the wall. And in front of her, she has 2 children. First, the elder one is brought. He is burnt to death in a boiling pot of water in front of his mother. And the child's life is taken away by the merciless Fir'aun. But she is patient. And the ruh of this child calls out to the mother, oh my mother, abshiri bil jannah. For you is glad tidings of jannah. Then he does not spare the younger child also. And he is brought. The masoom little child is also burned to death. And as his ruh is going away, he also says, oh my mother, isbiri, make sabr. Allah has got jannat in store for you. It is mentioned, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, when she hears this ruh speaking to the mother, giving her consolement, she brings iman. The wife of Fir'aun brings iman. And then Fir'aun puts this woman into this boiling water and she also passes away. And this is the fragrant smell of the qabrs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken to Baytul Maqdis, dismounts Burraq, and then he ties Burraq in the ring where all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would tie Burraq. In one riwayat is mentioned that Jibreel salatu wasalam makes a hole with his finger and Nabi salam ties Burraq. Here again we have heard on many occasions that we must have tawakkul only on Allah. Only on Allah. Allah is the only one who protects us. He's the only one who provides security. He's the only one who gives us shelter, refuge, and he provides for us. So our yaqeen must only be in Allah. If harm comes to us, it's from Allah. If good comes to us, it is from Allah. But Allah has also shown us to tie our camels. To take our precautions. After tying our camels, then we have firm trust only in Allah. Now if anything happens, it's the will of Allah. So Rasul shows us this tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tying our camels. He goes in for 2 rakat salat. And there he sees a large group of people. Allah had assembled all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Never before, in any place in the world, Allah had assembled every Nabi together, but Baytul Maqdis. This again shows the sacredness of Baytul Maqdis. The third haram of every Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then adhan is given, iqamah is given, and they're waiting, he's waiting, who is going to lead the salat? Jibreel alayhi salam comes forward, takes the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes him go forward. He becomes Imam al-Anbiya. He is the Imam of every Nabi. And after salat, he meets various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of them deliver khutbah where they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi some also deliver the khutbah. And then he is given, presented by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, two bowls, some riwayat say three bowls. One of milk, one of wine. Some riwayat water. He is given to choose from milk or wine. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chooses milk. And he drinks the milk. Jibreel Alayhi Sallam remarks, Asabt al-Fitra. You have chosen fitra. The natural disposition. Iman. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the heart of every person. Every single child is born with iman. Every single child, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on fitra iman. The ability to accept Islam and practice Islam. But it is the parents who make it a Christian or a Jew or a fire worshiper. A lesson for us. We have fitrah. We have iman. Let us make sure that these masoom little children we have in our hands, in our care, our young children, our youth, let us nurture them on fitrah. On this iman. Otherwise, if we send them away just to get some time for ourselves, and we want to relax, because unfortunately we find them to be very, very disturbing at times, ma'adallah. These same children who we once upon a time pining for, these young buds who are blossoming, becoming beautiful flowers, now suddenly we chase them away. We've got no time to see to them. And then we buy them a cell phone, and we are content with themselves. Now we've got them occupied, not knowing what harm and what damage we are doing to the children. Instead of germinating and making sure that the tree grows or the plant grows into a solid, firm tree of iman, we know what harm we are causing to the plant. And then later on we cry. Rasulullah chose fitrah. Jibreel says, had you chosen wine, your entire ummah would have been misled. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now taken by a staircase. The first part, ulama say this is Isra, where he was traveled by, taken by Burak, and now comes Mi'raj, a ladder, a staircase, an elevator, where Rasulullah is taken, in the first sky, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, he meets Adam alayhi salatu salam. And Adam alayhi salatu salam greets him with my son, and the Nabi of Allah. And of course, first Jibreel salatu salam knocked on the door, an angel asks, who is it? He says, I am Jibreel. Who is with you? He says, Muhammad salatu salam. Has he been invited? Jibreel says, yes, Allah has called him. And then when he meets Adam alayhi salatu salam, in one riwayat it is mentioned that on the right of Adam there were some people. And Adam alayhi salam would look towards them and he would smile. Then he saw some ruh, some arwah, some soul, sorry, on the left hand side. Adam alayhi salatu salam would look at them and he would cry. He said, ask, who is this? He says that the people, the souls on his right hand side are those good people of his progeny. He looks towards them and he smiles. And the people on the left hand side are those disbelievers and the evil people. He looks towards them and he cries. And before coming to this Mi'raj, Nabi Sallam, as he was being passed, there was an old woman who tried to call him, who tried to entice him and get his attention. Jibreel tells Nabi Sallam, ignore her. And then an old man tries to attract his attention. Jibreel tells him to ignore this person. When he inquired, who is this? That old woman was dunya, was this world. Jibreel tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to not become enticed by this world. Ignore her. Who is this old man? It is shaitan, who is trying again to mislead you, to mislead the ummah. After the first sky, he goes to the second sky, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Yahya alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, and then he meets on the third sky Yusuf alayhi salatu salam.
Nabi Sam remarked about the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given half of beauty. Half of the beauty that Allah has created, Allah had blessed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. At this point, ulama mentioned that the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was far greater than the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The only difference was that Allah showed the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to the people. The beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was shown, but the complete beauty was not shown. Otherwise, even the Sahaba would not be able to see the beautiful countenance on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Like how Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha remarked that had the friends of Zulaykha seen who cut the fingers when they saw Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, if they saw my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they would cut the hearts open. Then he goes to the fourth heaven and he meets Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. In the fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. In the sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When he meets Musa alayhi salatu wasalam after meeting him, as he is leaving, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam begins to cry. Idris alayhi salatu wasalam asks by Nabi sallam, why is he crying? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam remarks, he says that Musa alayhi salam said that this Nabi of Allah, who is such a great Nabi, who comes after me, yet he has so many more followers who follow him from his ummah, much more than the followers who followed me. He is not crying out of jealousy. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam cried. He made an effort amongst his people, the Bani Israel. But a handful of people accepted him. In the time of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a much larger group of ummatis, of followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned that every ummati who follows his Nabi, brings iman in his Nabi, for every good deed that ummati does, a reward is also given to the Nabi of the ummat. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu would become proud and happy over his ummat. And he's mentioned one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was shown various anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I saw one Nabi who only had one follower. One Nabi had just two followers. He said, one Nabi who had no followers. And then I saw a Nabi with many followers. I thought perhaps that large group is my ummah. Then I was told, no. This is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his followers. Then I was told, look at the horizon on the east and look the other side again. I saw a large group on either side. A much larger group, much more, greater in number than the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I was told that this is your ummah. This is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ulama have mentioned the Mi'raj was undoubtedly a momentous occasion for beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. After I explained to you the sacrifices he went in Makkah and how Allah elevates his maqam, where Allah tells him, Udnu minni ya habibi. Oh my Habib, come closer to me. Wa ma zukirtu illa zukirta ma'i. Now whenever my name will be taken, oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name will also be taken. It was a great opportunity, a great occasion for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly. But at the same time, it is a great occasion, a significant occasion for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is also remembered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeds. He goes to the seventh sky, meets Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is recrying on Sidratul Muntaha, and I explained that already. And thereafter, he is taken to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidra means a lote tree. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallam had said that no person can truly describe the Sidratul Muntaha. Muntaha means end point. It was a station, as ulama mentioned. Whatever comes from above, whatever law, whatever order comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come first and stop at Sidratul Muntaha before proceeding towards the earth. Whatever amal is taken up, whatever deed is taken up from the world, it first stops at Sidratul Muntaha, or it stops at Sidratul Muntaha. This is the end point for the amal that are taken and lifted from this world. So Muntaha means end point. Whatever comes from above stops there. Whatever from below stops there. Sidra, a low tree. Not the low tree that we see. Absolutely marvelous. Rasulullah just gives a glimpse of the low tree. He says that it was covered with such beautiful light.
is yakhsha sidrata ma yakhsha. Allah mentioned Surah Najm. He says it was anwaru ajnihatil malaika. The anwarat, the effulgence, the nur, the light of the wings of the angel that came on the tree. Different colors. Nabiquha, the fruits of this lotus tree, were like the qilal of Hajar. Hajar is a place between Makkah and Medina and well known for its earthen jars. Absolutely beautiful. Huge. He says the fruit was so large and beautiful like the matkas, as we see, the earthen jugs and jars of the place Hajar. And he says the leaves were huge like the ears of elephants. Absolutely beautiful. Indaha Jannatul Ma'wa. And nearby was Jannatul Ma'wa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown Jannat. He was shown Jahannam. He hears a voice coming. Beautiful voice. He asked Jibreel salatu salam, what is that sound? Jibreel salatu salam says, that is the sound of Jannat. What is Jannat saying? Oh my Allah, atini ma wa'attani. Oh my Allah, give me what you have promised me. كثرت غرفي واستبرقي وسندسي وحريري وعبقري ولؤلؤي ومرجاني وأكوابي وصحافي ومائي وعسلي ولبني وخمري. Oh Allah, my homes, my rooms, I've got so many. I've got such lavish mansions. Oh my Allah, I've got beautiful fine silk. Oh my Allah, I've got beautiful cups and goblets and glasses. Oh my Allah, I've got beautiful utensils and plates. I've got beautiful palaces. I've got beautiful rivers. I've got honey. I've got wine. I've got milk. I've got sweet water. Oh my Allah, I've got hur'een. I've got such pleasures for the inmates, for my people. Give me my inmates what you have promised me. Allah says, Oh Jannat, Oh Jannat. Laki kullu muslimin wa muslima wa mu'minin wa mu'mina. Oh Jannat, for you is every believing male and female. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful. The believers are successful. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Jannat says, رَضِيت, رَضِيت, I'm happy. Oh my Allah, I'm happy. Recite the 18th para, the first few verses. Where Allah takes a qasam and Allah says, most certainly the believers are successful. See the qualities of the believers. Then he hears it, a terrible sound. What is it? The sound of Jahannam. What does Jahannam say? كَثُرَتْ سَلَاسِلِي وَأَغْلَالِي وَحَمِيمِي وَسَعِيرِي وَغَسَّاقِي وَعَذَابِي. Oh my Allah, give me what you have promised. My chains, my fetters are plenty. My pus, my boiling water, my flames are scorching. They have been kindled. وَبَعُدَ الْقُعْرِ. And my depths is gone very, very far deep. Oh my Allah, give me what you have promised. Allah says, every disbelieving male and female is for you. وَكُلُّ جَبَّارٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيُومِ الْحِسَابِ. And every tyrant and pride person, every arrogant person who does not believe on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shown a group of people who are sowing seeds. And instantly, they are harvesting the crops. Beautiful seeds and they are harvesting beautiful crops. Who are these people? Nabi Sam is told by Jibreel, these are the mujahideen of your ummah. These are those people who make an effort, who strive in the path of Allah. They are striving the path of Allah. For every good deed they do, Jibreel says, they are given 700 times more. May Allah make us among those who strive in His path. Let us change our direction in our life. As I mentioned in the beginning, a routine bayan again and again. Let us not play with the deen of Allah. Allah has given us this opportunity. Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan. When are we going to change our life? Let us become serious. My very close friend, Mullah Suleiman Mullah, in one of his talks he had mentioned that in one program of his in America, he met Imam Siraj, who was giving a talk. And he says that Imam was busy looking for a topic for his Jummah Bayan. He was very busy. The little child comes and troubling the father, I want to do this and do that. And finally he thought, let me just occupy him now. I need the topic because I haven't got enough time. I need to address the congregation. So he takes a picture from a magazine of the world map. Tears it into pieces. Oh my son, come. Here's a jigsaw puzzle for you. Now you put this puzzle together knowing that where is the child going to put this whole world together? He doesn't know Asia and Africa and Australia and Japan and China. So he'll take the whole day. He says he got busy in his bayan, preparation for his bayan. Within 10 minutes the child comes with the whole world map. He says, wow, how did you do that? He says, easy my father. Look at the other side. Picture of a human body. I put the legs together, the face together, the head together, the eyes, the nose. He says, oh, that's it. You have given me a brilliant topic today. What is the topic? When man is torn into pieces, the whole world is torn into pieces. When this man is put together, when the ummah comes together, the whole world comes together. Let us forget about finding faults about the next Muslim brother and sister. Ulama say Allah has given us two eyes. Why? With one eye, we will look at our own faults. The other eye, not the faults of the others, the good of others. One eye to look at our own faults and the other eye look at the good of our Muslim brothers and sisters. Let us not become judgmental and have a holier than thy attitude. I am very pious. Everybody else is wrong. People must come right. Ummat must come right. Brothers, we have to come right. We have to change our lives. How often we make remarks. We hurt people. We hurt the feelings, not realizing. Perhaps we are getting certain things right in deen. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah accepted those amal. But hurting the feelings of so many people. We don't care. We don't even verify the truth. Whatever was said, whatever we see. And we just broadcast it. How many homes are broken? How many families are broken? Husband and wife, disunity. Don't we realize? What type of ummah are we? There was a person in one town in Saudi Arabia. And he was traveling and he sees, comes to a stop street. The person next to him got very loud music on. So he becomes agitated. Tries to hoot at him. This guy is not even looking at him. He tries to go forward to get his attention. But the scarf was covering his face. He goes more forward. He says, he's got a full beard. Surprise. What is wrong with this guy? And various thoughts go through his mind. He's about to try and get his attention again, but the lights go green and then this person moves. He said, let me just try. And stop him from what he's doing. He's got no sense. Full music is haram. Doesn't he know? On top of that, he's got a beard. So this person goes to a shop. This person stops there. And now he thinks to himself that this man is gone to the shop. Perhaps he'll come back with a packet of cigarettes and some. Comes back with an Islamic magazine. He says, this guy has got the nerve now. He's got no sense. Look at his iman. Where's his taqwa? He goes again, shout, hey, brother, brother, listen to me. This person ignores him, doesn't even listen to him. Jumps in his car, starts his car again. Again, full loud music. And this person runs to the car. He looks at him, shouts at him, listen to me. Where is your iman? Where is your taqwa? Don't you have any Allah fear? Allah consciousness? Knocks on the window. This person looks at him and smiles. Now he gets even more angry. But when this person sees that this man is getting my attention and the color of his face is going red, he pulls out a notebook. He writes it quickly. Sorry, I am unable to hear. I am deaf. Please write down your message and show it to him. Let us not become like this person. And just pass judgments upon any person we see. We are a collective ummah. Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minuna ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd. We help one another. Ya'muruna bil-ma'ruf wa yanhawna 'anil munkar. We call towards good. We prevent evil. We help one another. In the night of Mi'raj, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was shown people who were being punished, amongst them, There was a group of people whose heads were smashed with heavy boulders. تُرْضَخُ رُؤُوسُهُمْ. It is mentioned that their heads would come crumbling into pieces after being smashed by heavy stones and boulders. كُلَّمَا رُضِخَتْ عَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ. Every time this head is smashed, it comes back into place how it was originally, and again it is repeated. Again this head is smashed. Jibreel Salat informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are those people of your ummah who fall asleep, who are unmindful, who are negligent with regards to the salat. They don't care about the salat. Their heads become heavy at the time of salat. They fall off to sleep. My respected brothers and elders, let us understand, let us contemplate about the condition of our salat. How many of us are performing 5 times salat? What percentage of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salat? Perhaps we are performing our salat. Are we prepared to see our Muslim brothers and sisters being punished in Jahannam in this way? Our own parents, our own brothers and sisters and family members? It is so easy. Let us give them dawah towards salat. In a kind way. We have people who go door to door. They knock on the door. We become agitated. Become angry. Don't these people have some other better time? They're not coming for money. They're not coming for anything else. They are concerned. They have a fikr and worry. You and I are sitting in this masjid because of their fikr. Because they cried. They came and knocked on our door. They made some sacrifice. They've also got children. They've also got family members. They've also got work. They also got help. Want some rest and peace. But they have a concern. Give them a good hearing. Join them. One or two homes we may go. And that person who was a be-namazi, now he becomes a namazi. Allah's qasam, till the day of Qiyamah, you will be rewarded for every salah that person performs. We are da'is. We are a special ummat. Why are we afraid to give dawah towards the deen of Allah? Why are we happy we became so selfish? We want to read the salat for ourselves. What about the rest of the ummah? Remind them. Tomorrow morning we will see. And of course, if the person is not here for Fajr Salat in this masjid, don't think he's not performing Salat. There are many other masajid and madaris and madrasas and jamaat khanas and musallas with Fajr Salat and every other Salat is performed. Let us encourage one another. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then saw a group of people who had nails of copper and they were scratching their faces. He asked Jibreel, who are these people? They were scratching their faces and the chest. Jibreel says, these are those people of the ummah who indulge in ghibat. In ghibat, backbiting, وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. And they always find faults in the Muslim brothers. Long discussion again. We have in this masjid, on a regular basis, a tazkiyah program to spiritually cleanse ourselves. Many other mashayikh, the work of da'wah and tabligh, in the markaz in Hilal every Friday night. And Ijtimai is coming very soon. 8th, 9th and 10th of August, not far away, in Port Shepstone. Let us come into that surround, into that mahol. Our 5 times salat we'll perform. We will sit in the sunnat manner. We will listen to some talks of iman and yaqeen. Our iman will be kindled. Let us participate in these good programs. Take our youngsters, take our children. Let us benefit. Let us benefit the society. Let us benefit the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shown. Various people were shown. Then he was shown a group of people who there were 2 pots and one pot had fresh or cooked meat and the other pot had raw and meat that was rotten and gone off and smelling meat. But we find these people left the good meat and they went for the bad meat. He asked, who are these people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by Jibreel, these are these people of your ummah who despite having these males of your ummah, despite having halal wives, they still prefer to spend the night with prostitutes and women who are haram for them till the morning. And they are these women of your ummah who despite having halal husbands, they spend their nights with haram men until the morning. They commit zina and fornication and adultery. They leave the halal for haram. This has become so common today. My respected brothers and elders, again, a chance of tawbah and istighfar. Otherwise, we will leave this masjid again and back to square one without benefiting. Let us make up our minds. Ya Allah, you are aware. It is comes in one riwayat. A person committed many sins and never lose hope. Never lose hope. Person commits one sin. He says, oh my Allah, I committed a guna. And I know you, my Allah, you are going to forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah says, I forgive you. Again he makes the same mistake. Again he makes tawbah. Allah says, my banda, I have forgiven you. Again and again. But Allah is always prepared to forgive. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Oh, he sees a group of people, a person, a group of people who are carrying heavy bundle of wood. And they are unable to carry this wood on their backs. Despite that they are taking more and more wood. Who are these people? These people of your ummah who are carrying amanat, trust. They are trustees of estate and properties. They have taken this amanat on their shoulders, on their responsibility, but they are not fulfilling these amanat. And despite that, they are taking more and more responsibilities on their shoulders. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown a person who was swimming in a river of blood. يَسْبَحُ فِي نَهْرِ دَمٍ A river of blood. Red river. And each time he's swimming, he has been given a morsel of a stone to eat. He's given a luqma of stones. Who is this person? He is that person who indulges in interest in moments. Riba. My respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah s.a.w. saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. And after Sidratul Muntaha, this is where Jibreel s.a.w. comes to the final point. And then, Nabi s.a.w. is taken by Rafraf. He even hears Sariful Aqlam, the pens of the angels who are scribes, who are writing the taqdeer of us, of the people. Allah commanded them, from Lawhi Mahfuz, they copy and they write. Nabi s.a.w. heard the scribes, the writing of these pens. And then Nabi s.a.w., the only being who is given this privilege and this honor, to come so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by Allah, oh my Habib, come closer. What is it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one riwayat says, oh Allah, you have chosen Ibrahim to be a Khalil. And you give Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam such strength and such power that he had the winds and that had become subservient to him. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, allantalahu al-hadid, and you made iron soft like wax for him. And you gave Isa alayhi salatu wasalam so many ni'mah that he could give life to the dead and he could cure the sick. And Musa alayhi salam, you made him your kaleem, where he could speak to you. Hey Allah, what have you made for me? Allah says, you are my Habib. You are my bosom friend. My Habib. Whenever my name is taken, oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name is also taken. This is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given three things. Salat for his ummah. First of all, 50 salat were given. You know the incident as he was coming down. Musa alayhi salam meets him again. What has Allah given you? It is 50 times salat. Oh, Allah, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go back to Allah. Go back to Allah 50 times. They will never manage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes several times until finally he says that I am feeling ashamed now. And Allah says, tell your ummah to perform 5 times salat. 5 times salat, but they'll get the reward of 50 times salat. If we are doing 50 times salat, ulama say, every 27 minutes we'll be performing one salat. Whole day, whole night we'll go in salat. 5 salat only, and we're getting such a reward. They were given then the khawatim of Surah Baqarah. ND335742, Nissan Almera White, please remove your car. ND335742. Inshallah, we'll terminate shortly. The khawatim, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, which Hazrat Murana mentioned on Friday, detailed explanation from Aman or Rasul till Kafirin. Here, there are beautiful duas again of Tawbah and Istighfar. Allah answered the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of his ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these two verses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explain later on, Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes again in this world, in Makkah or in Medina, and then these verses are revealed again to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important verses of Surah Baqarah. The last two verses. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also told that any person and every person of the ummah who does not associate partners with me, with Allah, then such a person when he passes away, Allah says, I will give him Jannah. Allah will either forgive this person and he will enter Jannah, or Allah will put him into Jahannam, cleanse him in, and quickly remove him from there and give him Jannah perpetually. May Allah make us among those who go into Jannah without any reckoning. In that Mi'raj now, that occasion when Nabi Sallam goes towards Allah,
فَخَرَّ سَاجِدًا. He goes into sajda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then inspires him. And Allah talks to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells also, in the riwayat that I mentioned in the beginning, where Allah says, whosoever from your ummah, man da'ani labbaytu, who makes dua to me, I say labbayk to his call. Allah says, fi dunya asturu ala al-usat. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dunya, all the sinners of your ummah, I conceal the sins. I cover this faults. I do not expose them. I do not tell any person that this ummati of yours committed so and so sin. Allah is satar. Allah hides our faults. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ أُشَفِّعُكَ فِيهِمْ. Oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In akhirat, I will give you the sifarish, the intercession, or you will intercede on behalf of your ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he comes back. And as I mentioned, comes back to Makkah Mukarramah. And he tells the people that last night I went there, people reject him. They go to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They say, this is one time now that we find that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he will never fall into the trap of his friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they go to him and say, oh, Abu Bakr, do you know what Muhammad, your friend, is saying? He says he went to Baytul Maqdis and he went to the seven heavens and he came back all in one night. You believe in what he says? Without any hesitation. Not even a pause. No taraddud whatsoever. Exactly how he brought iman. When Nabi Sam gave doubt to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, believe in Allah, one Allah, who's got no partners. I am Muhammad, I'm the messenger of Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq brought iman instantly. Immediately. Now let me go back and think about nothing of that. So immediately. Now when they tell him that Muhammad went on Miraj, immediately, if Muhammad said so, I believe in what he says. Nabi Sam became so happy. And he gave him he conferred the title of Siddiq on this occasion to Abu Bakr. We know him as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because Siddiq means one who verifies the truth. One who verifies the truth. What Nabi Sam said was true. And he verified it. May Allah give us the quality of Siddiqeen. Those who are honest, who are trustworthy, who verify the truth, they speak the truth. And not like those people who always cause fitna, who lie. And also amongst the people who are punished, when he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw an ox coming out of a tiny hole and then thrusting itself again, unable to do so. Who are these people? What is this? These are those people of your ummah. And they have taken the form of an ox, that they have blurted statements, blasphemous statements, and after making those insults and those statements, they regret, but it is too late. So my respected brothers and sisters, we have come to an end, time has expired already. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truly understand this miraj. When Allah said, subhanalladhi asra, glory be to Allah. Oh, Allah is free from all those blemishes that Allah who took his servant in the night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi Sam the word Abd. Because in this miraj, Allah asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Muhammad sallam, what title would you like? What title would you like? You and I, we are very fond of having big titles on our names. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Allah, give me the title of your Abd. I want to be called Abduk. Call me your Abd, your servant, your slave. An Abd is a slave of a master. Malik is master. In Arabic, Abdun means bondsman, a bondsman, a person in servitude, in bondage. He bows down to his master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the name, the two beloved names in the sight of Allah. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. Allah mentioned 19 para. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And those who are the abs of Rahman, the servants, the slaves of Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ, who walk on the earth with humility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to be called a king. He was given the choice. Do you want to be a Nabi who is a king? Or a Nabi who is a slave? He says, I choose to be a Nabi who is an abd, not a Nabi who is a king. And it is mentioned, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, from that day, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was conferred the title of Abd, Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi, it is mentioned, he never ate reclining on anything. He always bent forward and ate, sitting on the floor and taking his meals in a very simple manner. He says, why shouldn't I do this when I am the slave of my Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Give us the true understanding of the Mi'raj. May Allah help us to change our lives. May Allah give us a blessed month of Shaban, a blessed month of Ramadan, a month, a time in our life where Allah is going to change our lives. Ask those brothers who have changed their lives. May Allah give them istiqamat. May Allah help us also. Change our lives. Give us istiqamat. I know so many brothers who now came on Salat, who previously never performed Salat, and now they have grown their beards, enjoying their Salat, let alone performing the Qadai Umri. They perform Nawafil Salah, come early to the Masjid. They leave the Masjid late. Their hearts are always Namaz time, Masjid, Masjid. They enjoy the Salat. After Salat, now they want to learn the Quran. And they're making the Zikr of Allah. They're taking the name of Allah, the sweetness in the name of Allah. How close they're becoming to Allah. They are feeling a different enjoyment. Why are we depriving ourselves of that enjoyment which the awliya have, the friends of Allah have? Don't we also want to become the friends of Allah? We can become the friends of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin wa ya rahim al-masakin wa ya arham al-rahimin. Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Ya hannan wa ya mannan, ya hayu ya qiyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتوب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت هو الله we have sinned يا الله يا الله we are drowning in sins my Allah oh my Allah you are well aware of every single sin we have committed in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in privacy in public يا الله oh my Allah Our beloved Rasulullah cried and cried for us. Ya Allah, on that momentous occasion of Miraj also, He does not forget us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, You are Ghafoor Rahim. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, You have given us this opportunity tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have assembled here for Your sake, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, they have raised their hands. Ya Allah, accept every single person's tawbah tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have become so weak, so weak, so weak, my Allah. Oh my Allah, but you are not ajiz, Ya Allah. You are not weak. You are most powerful, Ya Allah. You are ghani. Ya Allah, we are faqir. We are beggars. We are beggars knocking at your door. You have mentioned we are beggars. You have mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Oh my Allah, we are turning to you. Oh my Allah, you forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Change our sins into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness on Iman, Ya Allah. Give us a strong Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen in your dhat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us use the asbab you have provided for us correctly, in a halal manner. Make us acquire it in a halal manner. Give us halal rosy, my Allah. But my Allah, make us have full yaqeen in you. You are musabbibul asbab. Let our yaqeen not come into asbab. Don't make our hearts become engulfed with the love of this dunya. Ya Allah, don't make us enticed, Ya Allah, by the filthy things of this world, Ya Allah. The embellishment of this world, the glitter and the glamour of this world, the gold and silver of this world. Give us halal. Ya Allah, give us plenty. But Ya Allah, make us use it in the good works of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our wives and our children, our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our fault, Ya Allah, that today, they are committing suicide, Ya Allah. They are taking drugs. They are taking alcohol. Ya Allah. They are living a life of filth, Ya Allah. Far away from your masjid, Ya Allah. So many in so many towns and villages. Ya Allah, not far from us. They are becoming renegades. They are leaving the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, we are sitting so content with our own ibadat. We have forgotten this zimmedari, this responsibility you have put on our shoulders. That we are the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have a work to do. We have a fikr. We are da'is towards you. We call towards your love. We call towards your oneness. To your beloved deen. Oh my Allah. Don't make us complacent, Ya Allah. Don't make us just be happy with our own ibadat, my Allah. Accept our ibadat, my Allah. Make us be among those who you regard in the Quran, who you praise in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you know how, Ya Allah, what the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. We've got no ikhlas. We've got no sincerity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but with some person's sincerity, Ya Allah, you change us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We play and joke and we jest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your zikr. Make our tongue moist in your zikr, in the tilawat of the Quran. Ya Allah, those who are trying, they are struggling. They want to read your Quran. May Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Help them recite the Quran fluently. Give us tawfiq in the month of Ramadan to make khatams upon khatams with ikhlas and with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect from azab of the Jahannam, from azab of the qabr, from the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal, from the fitna of Mahya and Mamad. Protect us from all gunas, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are ailing, those who are sick in hospitals, Ya Allah. At home, Ya Allah. Perhaps they are present with us here today. Some are listening over the receiver. Some cannot even listen. Some are bedridden. Some who got cancer, my Allah. And heart diseases. And many other diseases. Oh, my Allah. You are Shafi. There is no other Shifa but your Shifa. Ya Allah, give them complete Shifa, my Allah. Give them complete Shifa. All those who have left this world, my Allah. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make shaitan displeased, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Rasulullah happy, Ya Allah. He will see his ummah, Ya Allah. In Jannah, he saw Khawdh Kawthar. On the day of Qiyamah, grant us the Khawdh Kawthar. Make our Nabi happy to see us. Let him embrace us, Ya Allah. Give us the Khawdh Kawthar from his Mubarak hands. Let it not be when we arrive there, and we are chased away, and we are driven by your Malaika, and we are told, Suhqan, Suhqan, woe be to you, go away. You do not belong to the ummah of Rasulullah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us khatama with iman. Ya Allah, a khatama with taqwa. A khatama in a manner that you are pleased with us and we are pleased with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman in Madinah Munawwara. Shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Make us be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Make us be raised in the day of Qiyamah with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. The beloved sahaba of Jannatul Baqi. And those people buried in Jannatul Baqi. And then the people of Jannatul Mala. Oh my Allah, we have no other thing, Ya Allah, we can hope for. We've got no amal to present before you. Ya Allah, we are so filthy, my Allah. What other hope we can have but to die in Madinah Munawwara? At least, Ya Allah, you will forgive us. You will raise us before our beloved in the close companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah with Ukasha bin Mihsan radiyallahu anhu, whom Nabi Sam said, he will enter Jannah without any reckoning. And 70,000 people of this ummah will enter Jannah without reckoning. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us a clean slate, Ya Allah. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever they are suffering, remove the suffering. In Palestine, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in India, Ya Allah. In this country, Ya Allah. And you make us become the beacons of hidayat for the non-Muslims in this country. Help us to show them the truth of Islam. That Islam is a peaceful religion. It is a loving religion. It is not a living. It is not a religion that teaches and preaches harsh treatments or hostility or enmity or barbaric religion. Islam is a peaceful religion. Islam loves every single person. Wallah, make us means of us entering into Jannah and others and every single person entering Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.